Together we all take a very deep breath. We close our eyes, and we see in the middle of our mind a little ball of golden light. We watch this light as it begins to grow larger and larger. Until now, it covers the entire inner vision of our mind. We picture for ourselves within this light a beautiful temple. We see a garden that surrounds the temple and a body of water that flows through the garden. We see that the inside of the temple is lit by this same beautiful golden light. We are here, for we have been brought together by the power of God. We dedicate our time spent together and our relationships to one another, to Him. And we ask that His Holy Spirit, who is within us, so guide our thoughts and feelings and perceptions that we may grow to be happier, more peaceful, more loving people. Thank you very much. We all say, Amen. Sometimes people have just begun doing the course or have been doing it for a while, and they ask me questions like, why is it so hard? Why do I have to go through all of this stuff? Now, if your life had been so wonderful before you went through all this stuff, you wouldn't be here, right? So it's really not the idea that once you start the Course in Miracles, life gets hard. It's rather, you remember what we talked about before? We talked that the ego would like that your whole life just have this mild river of misery in the background. The ego doesn't really want you to go into crisis. Because when you go into crisis, when things really reach ahead, the chances are real good that you'll fall to your knees, metaphorically if not literally, and say, I give up. God, you do it for me. So when you go through experiences like that, things come to a head, you really recognize how powerless you are in situations, you yourself, your personality level. This is real growth time. This is how we learn. This is how we get past our blocks. This is how all those unhealed areas in us do get healed. So it's not as though before life was better. Before we started a spiritual path, before we really opened our lives to God so that, all right, let it come up if it's got to come up. It's not that things weren't coming up. It's that the ego mind had a way of continuing to function in such a way that things never came up enough that they came to a head. And because they never came up enough that they came to a head, it never seemed to you like things got bad, or at least maybe in your memory now. In retrospect, it seems like maybe things were better before. But see, what's happening is bigger than your life or my life or any individual life. You know, in Jungian psychology, different psychological systems, they talk about like the collective unconscious, which is really just another word for the Christ mind, the idea that there is a level of mind that we all share. Now, when Jung, for instance, would talk about the collective unconscious, he spoke of it, much as we talk about the mind of Christ, he spoke about it almost as an entity, the identity of the collective unconscious. Now, it's not just that you're going through something, or you're going through something, or I'm going through something, but that the entire Christ mind is constantly in growth. It's not just that one life is growing or another life is growing, but that the entire racial species mind is growing, the entire collective unconscious. Now, the way Jungian psychology would put it is the idea that the collective unconscious is always seeking wholeness. So the entire Christ mind, just not our individual mind, but the entire Christ mind is always seeking expansion, is always seeking perfection. And so it's always, the unconscious mind will always throw up into our lives conflict in the areas where the conflict would bring us to new growth. The conflict would bring us to some kind of expansion. Now, when it's time for the human race to get to a new level on something, man, it's going to happen. It's like a surge that comes from so deep down inside that there's nothing that we can do to avoid the issue. Now, the way it comes to fruition is not just on this big level that has to do with the whole species, but through the individual units. That's why you're going through your stuff, and you're going through your stuff, and you're going through your stuff, and I'm going through my stuff, but it's all basically the same stuff. We're all going through the same issues because we're all part of this Christ mind. We're all part of this great evolutional pull. And so the individual units are all having within our own individual lives all the stuff that comes up that represents in this collective unconscious, in these deeper Christ minds, the areas where as a racial mind we are unhealed. We share our problems as well as we share the answers, because our problems are the misperceptions that we've all inherited from the same cultural stimulus. My mother said to me basically what your mother said to you, in one way or the other. Right? One of the things that we talk about in here is getting over the idea that you're so different because of what happened to you in your childhood. We were all emotionally violated in this world. This world is an emotional violation. That's what the Course in Miracles says. This world is based on an emotional violation. And whether the form was your parents or your teachers or the mental institution or drugs or alcohol, the form doesn't matter. What does matter is that the form represents a place where the human mind was not aligned with God. Now, since the entire species is just, if you've ever read anyone like Teilhard de Chardin also talked about it that way, like there's this whole power that's much greater than the individual, which has to do with all of the human, the body of Christ awakening. Okay? So in all of these areas where in our individual life it might seem like just my stuff, it's not just your stuff. It's how the problems of this world, the misalignment of this world, sits in your life. In your life, it might seem to you like you don't know how to expand in the area of your work or your career, or you don't know how to expand in the area of your relationship. But this movie isn't just about you. Neither does anybody else. So once you realize that you're going through something that everybody's going through, then you begin to get the idea that your life is just a portal by which the answer may enter into the realm of human consciousness. If it doesn't enter you, and it doesn't enter through you, and it doesn't enter through me, how is the answer going to be presented to the world? If the problems are just the problems in the individual unit, then the answers also will come from the individual unit. Now, just as the problem is bigger than the individual unit, so is the answer bigger than the individual unit, the answer being the love of God, which when within our minds is an alignment in such a way that we can walk through anything and we are invulnerable to pain. That's where the Christ mind is getting to. We are becoming God men. We are becoming people, and it's so much bigger than you or me. We're talking about centuries of history. We're talking thousands of years. We're talking about the human race being lifted now. We're talking about the human race going through its stuff now in such a way, okay, bring it on me. Okay, lay it on me. We're going to become different. We're talking about that profound a change. We're talking about a people who, instead of being scared all our lives, who, instead of groveling for things, realize that we are at the effect of nothing. We are the cause of everything. We are unlimited in power because that power is given us by God. We are unlimited in our capacity for love. And should we understand the principles and how to allow that love to flow around us, that is all we'll get back in return. That's all that your problems are really about. All that your problems are really about is, as the Course would say, lessons that God would have you learn. The Course in Miracles says that when you have a trials in your life, things that aren't so good, that don't feel so good, it's the Holy Spirit's chance of bringing up something that you've been through before that has been a problem for you, but it's coming up again so that this time you can look at it differently. This time you have a choice to experience your experience differently. Now, once you have done that, once you have mastered that, then you are at a point where you will never be the same again. Once you get to a point in certain kinds of relationships and certain kinds of situations, see, if you're not coming from God, if you're coming from the ego, then what you get in life is the same problems over and over and over again. Am I wrong? But what happens when the Holy Spirit is healing your mind is that you get into a situation and there's something you get. You got it. So then in the next situation, that becomes your starting point. Once you learn that, you never go back. That becomes your starting point. Now, sometimes how it feels to us is, my God, I've done so much work. Can't I get a break? Because it seems like the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next. But see, that's good. That's the way we're all being healed. The top of one mountain is the bottom of the next. As soon as you've gotten clear on one aspect of your life, you know, it's not like such a simple procedure as, okay, I got it, now leave me alone. It's not like that. It's like the universe says, you're doing good. You're doing good. Now, can you take this? And that's why you can't tell from the outer circumstances in somebody's life how they're doing. You know what I'm saying? See, the old-fashioned metaphysical thing is, well, you know, if they're doing real, real well, then you'll never see any sign of discord in their life. But the truth of the matter is that the closer you are to the light, what does the Course in Miracles say? The ego mind is suspicious at best and vicious at worst. So as long as you're just really not all that together, but you're mildly miserable, the ego doesn't create a lot of problems. But if you start approaching the perspectives in life that really allow the doors of heaven to open up inside of you, then the ego will do everything it can to resist that. Now, even that is part of the greater glory of God, because those are your ways home. is those areas where your ego creates a problem that is also your way home. It's spoken of in many psychological systems that whatever the area is of your psychic wound, that area of psychic wound will always also be your path to consciousness. And that's true in this culture. Our psychic wounds have to do with romance. Our psychic wounds have to do with work. There are particular areas where we have psychic wounds. But what's happening, isn't it, is that we're all going through those wounds. We're all getting the opportunity for those to be presented to us so that we can experience them differently. And then in those areas where we have been wounded, those are the areas where we become people of the answer. Now, you're always more insightful. You're always wiser in those areas of life where you have done your most intense questioning. Isn't that right? Where it's not just intellectual stuff for you, but you've really walked through it. You've really been through some stuff. So in these areas that are our psychic wounds, rather than being upset because the issues come up for us in our lives, the thing to understand is that the universe is taking us. See, there's a place in the Course where Jesus says, I have more faith in you than you have in yourself. Sometimes the very trials in our life show that the universe considers us a bigger deal than we consider ourselves, that big an issue we would be confronted with. Because it goes back to that idea that the universe never gives you more than you can handle. If there is a problem confronting you at all, what that problem you should think of is that problem is saying to you, you know what? You have it within you to experience this in such a way that it's no problem. That's what a problem is saying to you. Even if it seems to you overwhelming, the truth of the matter is that you have it within you to choose differently. Because the message of the Course is that there is no order of difficulty in miracles. Anything that is a problem in your life that you think of is a problem because of something outside of yourself. You were victimized. It happened to you. It's anything, whether it be a disease or something in a relationship or something in a job, you look at it in such a way that it seems to you the world has done something to you. The real message there is, okay, now wait a minute. Through the power of Christ within you, you have the power right now, if you will give up your own perception, if you will give up your own ideas about what's supposed to be happening, if you will remember the principles of truth, if you will be willing to just release everything and everybody to be exactly as they are, if you will raise yourself, if you will allow yourself to rise above the level where you are accusing anyone of anything, then you have the power within you, the power of God, to be so lifted in your perceptions of this that nothing is going on. And then the next time you walk in your life, it will never seem to you like that ever happens again because you got it. You got the lesson. So really, if you have a problem in your life, it's not that it's someone else's fault. That's what we tend to do. When we have problems in our lives, we tend to get angry. We're angry because this happened, or we're angry because that happened, or we're angry at this person, or we're angry at that person. Now, the Course in Miracles says that all that anger is anger is when you look at a person and you are upset because they fail to fulfill the function that you gave to them. It's like you think you wrote this movie and they're not playing the part that you said their character should play. They're not on this earth to play the part that you think their character ought to play. That's the lesson in life. If you understand what it means to let it be, and if you understand what it means to let people be, and if you understand what it means to let things be, then you stand in dominion. Because if you don't, what you're saying is, this incident stops me from my greater good. This incident stops me from my greater good. Well, if you think that will be your experience. If you think that something that somebody did is stopping you from your greater good, then that absolutely will be your experience. But why give your power away like that? God, man, says it doesn't matter what happens. My greater good is coming to me in a constant unfoldment. There is nothing that anybody can do. That's the message of the crucifixion and the resurrection. It doesn't matter what the ego of other people does to you. You are protected in the light of God. If you stand forth and you know that that is all that is coming to you, as long as you just retain your vision of total, absolute love for everyone, no matter what, then you understand that you are invulnerable to anything, and that is the end of your problem. Because once you understand that you are invulnerable to any problem, then what can be a problem? But it's not the old-fashioned kind of forgiveness, because the old-fashioned kind of forgiveness would be, well, this has happened, but I can handle it. You know, the martyr stuff, or this has happened, but in order to spiritually progress, I forgive you. I forgive you. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's that nothing is happening here. Nothing is happening here. To be of God, to be the holy child of God, means to know that my lesson always is that if I can walk with total trust and total faith and total understanding that everything is exactly as it should be, everybody is doing exactly what they should be doing, and all I need in order to keep my mind open to the miracle which will heal any wound is to be willing to accept that and then blame no person because of what they're doing. As long as you're doing that, then nobody and nothing outside of yourself has the power to hold back your good. Then when trials come up in your life, you welcome them. You're not saying, "Oh God, not again." You're not saying that. You're realizing that every time a trial comes up in your life, it's a wonderful opportunity for you to see. Now, if I was really at the top of the mountain, this would not upset me. If I was really at the top of the mountain, this would not upset me. What am I doing? What am I doing to cause this to be an upset? Not they fired me. If they fired me, what I'm doing is failing to realize who are they? If they left me, if they, left me, my upset would be based on the idea that I think it would be better if they didn't leave me, and what do I know? Anytime you have an area in your life where it seems like an upset to you, it's always because you're projecting onto the situation your ideas of what would make you happy, your ideas about how things would be better. And the truth of the matter is that real good does not come, real growth, real getting to that point where all life is ecstasy, doesn't come because situations turn out the way you want them to turn out. Real growth and bliss comes because it doesn't matter how situations turn out, you're fine anyway. You see the difference? And that's what it means to say, all things are lessons God would have me learn. Every time something happens that brings up fear in you, every time something happens to you that brings up the ego, that brings up the demons, know that this is a marvelous opportunity because the only demon that you're confronting is your own fear. So every time that that stuff comes up, say, oh wow, this is wonderful. This is truly this is Armageddon. This is the battle between the darkness and the light. But really the Course in Miracles says there is no darkness, so there really is no battle. It's just your own hallucinations. So I know in my own life, one of the changes that has occurred is that I don't resist my problems as much as I used to. When areas used to come up that would bring up for me areas where I might tend to feel all my old stuff from the past, I would bring up my stuff from the old past. This brings up hurt for me. It always hurts me when people do this to me. You can play that game forever. Oh, I wish you'd be more sensitive to me because when people do this, it brings up what my father used to do. And it brings, you know, all this stuff that you can go into. Or you can say, oh, how wonderful. Of course it came up again so that I can finally in my life have a separation between the past and my future. I don't want to bring my past into it now. It doesn't matter what people did to me in the past. It doesn't matter what happened in the past. What matters is that right now I can call on the Holy Spirit and say, this seems like a problem to me, but I know to you it is a marvelous opportunity. It seems like a problem to me, but I know to you it is a marvelous opportunity. It is an opportunity to change me. It is an opportunity to give me the capacity to react in ways that I have not reacted before. It gives you the capacity to take all these unhealed areas in my life where I still have unforgiveness, where I still have bruises, where I still have pain based on things that happened in my past, where I still have weakness, all of these things. I know that this came up so that I can grow past those things. If I just go to the grocery store today and everybody is sweet to me and all day everybody is nice to me and I don't have a problem because everybody I see, like they're at the grocery store or something, so I don't know them anyway, so it's nice for me to be happy. It's easy for me to be nice and to wish you well because I don't know you anyway. Those are not the days of your greatest growth. And that's why intimate relationships, I've always felt in intimate relationships like I'll think that I'm grown to a certain level. I'll think that my enlightenment is about like at a 7, and then I start dating someone and I realize I'm a 4.5. Because in those intimate relationships, you see yourself, and that's why we're brought into intimate relationships. That's why we're brought into those areas that what you really have going on down there is what will be coming up. The issue is not to say, oh, I hope it doesn't come up. The issue is not, that's the whole thing in special and holy relationships. Oh, let's go into situations where that side of me won't come up. Right? Sometimes people misunderstand in relationships and they'll say, Well, I don't want to try to change you. Someone once said to me something like in a relationship, he said, well, I know it's not my job to change you. I said, well, yeah, it's not your job to change me, and it's not my job to change you, but it is the job of relationships that we all get changed in any areas where the way we are now isn't all that wonderful. You know, a lot of times we in this society will tend to say, well, they just, you know, she's that way and he's that way and they just don't really mesh. Well, no, that's like saying, you know, he's got needles sticking out from him and she's got needles sticking out from him, so it doesn't mesh. Well, they both need to let go of the needle. So that's what life is about. That's what relationships are about. That's what situations are about. If your rough edges come up, the only reason that the rough edges are coming up is so that you can say, oh, yeah, I do that. Oh, yeah, I do that. And then sometimes we go into things like, well, I do that because I come from this kind of a culture. Or I do that because I come from this kind of a past. But the point is that as a cosmic being, you're not of the culture you grew up in. As a cosmic being, you're not of a certain kind of past in this lifetime. So really all that your culture that you grew up with or your past or your childhood represents are the areas where that cosmic being had to grow through something. So what we tend to do is stop growing. Well, that's just the way I am because that's my personality. That's the way I was raised. Right? That's the way I was raised, so that's my personality, or that's just kind of the way I am, and I don't need to change, or something like that. Everything in life is knowing if this doesn't bring me peace, and it doesn't bring other people peace, then it's not happening so that I can learn to walk the other way to avoid my problems. It's happening so that I can realize that I am not of my past. I'm not of this personality. The only reason this stuff is coming up is so that I can grow past it. Right? Remember the time I shared that I realized that, what was it? I said to myself once, well, I'll grow, I'll get to be as enlightened as a Jewish girl from Texas can get. I couldn't really get this image because I didn't have orange robes or something. And what I got was, that's half true, I got. Because if you think of yourself as Jewish, meaning separation, meaning something separate from the rest of the universe, that's a limit to how enlightened you can get. You think of yourself as a woman, that means separate, that's a limit to how enlightened you can get. If you think yourself as from Texas, then that's a limit to how enlightened you can get. You're not any of those things. And you're not the fact that somebody did something to you several times already. Where he says, the Holy Spirit teaches you to travel light and journey lightly. You know, what we do is, like we're talking here, you bring 16 suitcases into every situation. You're stuck. Right? And on the outside, we're all struggling. It's almost like on the outside, we're all struggling to be younger, but on the inside, it's almost like we take joy in getting older. You know? Well, let me open this drawer and show you. Who cares? If you want to bring that into your life, then you can do that. But it's the opposite of evolution. It's the opposite of growth. And the thing is, if you do continue to carry that stuff, those trials will just come up again. And then you'll think, I keep attracting these people into my life. It's not that you keep attracting these people into your life. It's that because you refuse to get healed in this area, the Holy Spirit keeps bringing it up again so that you can finally choose to get off it. And it seems to you that the same thing keeps happening over and over and over again. Well, the reason it keeps happening over and over and over again is because you haven't yet gotten to the point where you say, okay, this is up. I'm willing to change. I'm willing to reinterpret this differently. It's not about what other people are doing. It's about what I'm not seeing. And I'm willing to totally be made new. I'm totally willing, you know, of course, it's just that little willingness to create a space in my mind, create a space in my heart, where I can see this differently. Now, when you do that, only then, you know, it's that whole thing of faith. It's like, well, I'm afraid the universe won't reward me. I'm afraid if I take that leap of faith that there won't be anything to carry me. But what we find, and, you know, nobody can persuade you about this kind of stuff. It's just you try it and you see that it works. But what does work is that if you will be willing to stand forth in any situation and to just remember that whether you can see it with your eyes now or not, you are totally taken care of, that there is nothing that can happen, nothing that anybody can do that can stop your good from coming to you. If you will just be willing to see that and therefore decide that you don't wish to attack anyone or to blame anyone for anything, then you begin to have whole realms of exhilaration open up in your mind. I can't tell you, I have had this experience on several occasions where something that was supposed to bring me great sadness, because I was willing to see it differently. And that's the thing. Remember, the Course says God will do his part if you do yours. You don't have to know what that would be. You don't have to know what you're supposed to see. You just know that it can't be right if I think that someone did something to me. It can't be right if I think that someone has limited my good, because no one has the power to limit my good. So all I need to do is just completely surrender this to God and let things be. What we tend to do in life is to resist things as they are. Oh, I didn't want this to happen. That's like saying in a movie, you know, once again, thinking you're the director. You're not the director. To travel light means to just let all things be. Release the universe to be where it is. Release people to be where they are. Release things to be where they are. And then when you do that, there are times when something that you expected to bring you sadness brings you incredible exhilaration. Brings you incredible joy because you got high from a situation that you didn't think could make you high. Because your ego mind says when those problems come up, your ego mind says when those trials come up, oh, this is the worst thing that can happen. There is nothing bad that can happen to you. There is nothing bad that can happen. There are just ways of interpreting things that are devoid of faith. That's all. That's what it means for the entire human race to be lifted from the mire. That's what it means for the entire human race to be lifted from the mud. And you're going through your stuff so you can be lifted from your mud. You're going through your stuff so you can be lifted from yours. I'm going through mine so I can be lifted from mine. But it's all the same stuff. It's all the same mud. Do you know anybody whose stuff is really that different from yours? Have you ever met anybody whose stuff is all that different from yours? And every time you go through a situation in a relationship, every time you go through a situation in work, every time you go through a relationship, a situation with disease, understand that you're not just going through this for yourself. That there is a much broader tapestry going on here than just me getting through my stuff. It's a tapestry that has to do with all people getting through all of our stuff, and we strengthen each other. Because as any of us walk in courage and bravery, it lifts up the courage and bravery factor of everyone around us. And whenever we go through the situation with self-pity and with attack and with blame, we just put more self-pity and more attack and more blame into the minds of other people. We're totally at the crossroads in human consciousness. As we decide now that we wish to be of the light rather than of the darkness, as we decide now to just take all the lessons in our lives and to say, I'm willing for this to come up because I'm willing to change. I want to get better. It's not something that I'm resisting the issues. If there are issues in me that need to be healed, then let them come. Let them come up, because all we want to do is get past it. And it does get easier, and it does get better, because it does get lighter. There's no other reason why we're on the earth. So you're kidding yourself if you think, why do I have to have these problems? I want to live my life. The only reason you're on this earth is to be healed. And if there are any unhealed areas in you, they will be coming up, and you will think of them as problems. They're not problems. They're trials, and they're trials simply because they are the lessons that God would have you learn. Real nakedness and real openness that says, come on, do it to me. If I'm capable of feeling hit, then hit me. Because when I'm at a point where I can no longer feel hit, anybody can hit me all they want and I won't feel the blow. If I can feel the blow now, make it manifest. Because I'm willing. I'm willing to call on the angel. I'm willing to call upon the power of the Holy Spirit. So I can walk through this. Because then when I've walked through it, I'll be strong. It is the privilege of the forgiven to forgive. Once you've seen a certain kind of light, you have the power to give that light to other people. Once you've been healed in a certain area, you have the power to heal people in that area. Once you've gotten over your own emotional stuff, you can be a healer in helping other people get over their emotional stuff. Before that, you're just playing around, and the play becomes dangerous. The play becomes, as the Course in Miracles says, like little children playing with scissors. And then the sins of the fathers are visited upon the generation of the children. All these misperceptions that you brought with you from your childhood and now you're using to destroy your life, you're going to pass on to the generation after you, to your children, your children's children, and everybody's going to get the same stuff that you got. And hundreds or thousands of years from now, you'll be on some etheric realm and you'll think, you know, when I was there, I didn't do all that I could do to get past my stuff. That's the only reason we're on this earth. Whenever you read stories like channeled entities and Seth and people like that, you always hear them say things like, if you only realize what a marvelous opportunity you have being in physical form. If you only realize what a marvelous place it is to work stuff out. Because it's like this continuous hologram. It's like this continuous movie just for you. That's what your life is. It's a perfect movie. All situations are absolutely perfect for you to learn what you need to learn and for other people to learn what they need to learn. And as long as you'll hold true to love, then nothing has to end up as a bad movie. Everything ends up as a good movie. You don't have to have the crucifixion. That's why in this world you see so many horrible movies. You see so many movies where made by consciousnesses that don't have any idea of resurrection. So all you see is like gratuitous violence and gratuitous sex and all this stuff with real just dark endings. Those are minds that aren't of the light. And then you see some movies, some pieces of art, which understand resurrection. And they show the darkness, but then they show that the light that comes after it. The light that is the upshot. The thing is that in your life, in your movie, you have a chance. You have an opportunity because you're the director. In every single situation, in every single thing that we go through, it might seem to us like a trial, but if we say, "Dear God, I don't want this to be a crucifixion. I want it to be a resurrection," it is done. "Dear God, I don't desire to blame anyone else. Dear God, I desire to see this as you would have me see it. Dear God, I desire only to see the love here and to release all people and all things to be exactly what they are." That's standing in dominion. That's standing in mastery. That's keeping your power to yourself and allowing it to be used on your behalf rather than on behalf of your self-destruction. And then you walk through things like the master movie maker that you're meant to be because you're allowing God to run the show, to write the script, to lead. Thank you very much. Amen.